Same call, next for y'all. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Marvin. My name is Chris Keneally. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I had a refrigerator that was delivered, I think it was on the 9th. I was getting ready to go out of town. And when he brought it in and unpacked it, he realized when he went to plug it in that it was broke. It wouldn't seal in the front. So he took it back. And he said that I would be hearing from somebody, and I was out of town last week, so I never heard from anybody. Can I give you an order number?
Okay. First of all, was it did they install a water line on the refrigerator, or was it just a delivery of a fridge?
No, it was a delivery of a washing machine. No, excuse me. I'm sorry. Dishwasher.
Oh, okay. I thought you said fridge. I'm sorry.
I very could have. It's been a long day. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But it is, we are talking about a dishwasher.
Okay. I may have heard you incorrect also. I'm sorry. But what's your telephone number with the area code?
803-920-0286.
Okay, it's going to take a second for me to for my system to upload your information.
Not a problem.
I'm still waiting for it to come up, man.
Don't worry about it. My computer can be as slow or as fast as it wants to be. It has nothing to do with me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still waiting for it to come up, ma'am.
Marvin, are you working from home?
No, ma'am. I'm working from the office.
Oh, okay. So I was saying maybe you had just bad internet service tonight at home, but
yeah,
sounds like the office has bad internet service. Yeah. Every time we get upgraded on our internet at work,
yes, ma'am.
You know, they promise you that you'll never have to need another thing, and you'll be able to operate 20 more computers than what you've got right now, or double the amount of computers. And they're all lying.
Okay.
I mean, I had problems even. Did it come?
Yeah, it did come up.
Okay.
And could you verify your first and last name and your address?
Christine with a K, Keneally, 301 Harbor Heights Drive, Unit 19C, Lexington, South Carolina, 29072.
Okay, and it's right now it's in pending client reschedule, and
okay.
It needs to be rescheduled. Is that correct?
Yes, that sounds the next step to me.
Okay.
You don't do that, let me guess.
Yes, ma'am, we do that. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Okay.
Well, what you got?
Okay, and let me see what would be the next available date.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, the next available date I can schedule that to would be on the 4th. The 4th of May.
4th of May, what day is that?
That would be on, that would be on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday, okay, and what time?
Okay, now the time frame. We don't provide the time frame. That's provided by the tech office, and they'll call you the night before after
okay.
6 p.m. with the time frame.
Okay.
Okay, and let me go ahead and schedule that for you just a second.
Great.
Okay, just a second. I'm waiting for it to update. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I went ahead and reschedule that for the 4th of May. Will receive a call once again on the 3rd of May after 6 p.m. with the time frame for the 4th of May, ma'am. Okay?
Okay. Fantastic.
Anything else I can help you with?
No, sir. I appreciate your help tonight.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
We do thank you for calling in to XPO, and you have a nice evening.
Thanks, you too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.